Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gen AI is all the rage right now, but the next big thing could be quantum computing. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. Quantum computers are so fast, they can solve complex problems in minutes that would take today's top supercomputers thousands of years. So I sat up and took notice when the supplier Bosch announced it's investing in a British startup called Quantum Motion. The startup is using standard silicon transistors instead of special QPUs, or quantum processing units. QPUs need to operate at absolute zero, or minus 459 degrees Fahrenheit. So by using standard processors, the startup, Quantum Motion, says it can cut the cost of a quantum computer 100-fold, with a 1,000-fold reduction in the energy it needs to operate. Bosch says this is technologically compelling and economically feasible, which is why it's investing in the company. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.